Listen to Capstone News Now here on WVUA FM. On the phone with us is Tom Benz, the president of Bridges of Faith in Montgomery. Sir, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, we really appreciate it. We spoke to Dave Bundy earlier in the program. He is, of course, the father of four newly adopted children from Ukraine. His wife, Lisa, still in Ukraine, in Kiev, trying to get their children, well, one of their children, Nastia, back to the United States. Your program is how the Bundys found out about, well, thought about adopting children from Ukraine. So tell us a little bit about how your program works.
Well, what we do, and happily do this, is for the last 4 years, we have brought groups of Ukrainian orphans to our 140-acre retreat center between Birmingham and Montgomery for a month of rest, of cultural exchange, of education. It's the program is specifically not about adoption. But the fact is, while these kids are here having the time of their lives, more often than not, families meet these kids and end up making them part of their forever homes. In fact, about 80% of the kids who come do find forever homes.
And I must ask, for a lot of folks that are just hearing about this, it's sort of a strange partnership. Bringing kids from Ukraine to Alabama is sort of not the first thing you think of. How did that happen?
In 1996, I was serving as regional director with the International Bible Society. And a part of my responsibility was to travel around the world, touching, massaging International Bible Society programs. In the course of that work, I visited a Ukrainian orphanage on the coast of the Black Sea. My oldest son was with me. He was a teenager. We went just as part of my job. And gosh, by the time 24 hours had passed, those children had crawled inside both of our hearts and changed our lives forever. So that began my saga. That was in 1996. It was a game changer for me. By 1999, I had spun off from the Bible Society, having formed the roots of what is now Bridges of Faith, wholly dedicated to helping these kids.
We're speaking to the president of Bridges of Faith here on 90.7 The Capstone. Tom Benz joins us now. This situation that's going on in Ukraine obviously has been something that has totally changed the way that the Americans view Ukraine. It's a nation that, since the end of the Cold War, has sort of drifted in and out of consciousness among most Americans, but now it's in the popular culture again. Obviously, you deal with Ukraine all the time. So what do you think about that, the fact that the attention is on Ukraine now?
Well, of course, I'm glad for the attention. I mean, the orphans... The reason I'm involved with these orphans, the main reason, is because, yes, it's because of who they are right now, but it's because of what happens to them when they age out of the orphanage system. These kids, within 1 to 5 years of aging out of the orphanage system, 10% of them commit suicide. More than 10% go to prison. Only one out of...
Introduce yourself.
I'm sorry, this is Tom Benz.
No, not you, sir. We are speaking to Tom Benz. Apologize there. You mentioned the fact of getting this off the ground, this difficult work. And again, for those that don't know, because we just said his name awkwardly there in the middle, we are speaking to Tom Benz from Bridges of Faith here in Montgomery. But you were just talking about the attention played on Ukraine, and I apologize for interrupting you.
No. Well, we're so thankful for the attention because it also brings attention to the kids and the situations they face. You see, when these kids age out of that orphanage, they're programmed for failure. They commit suicide. They land in prison. 6 out of 10 girls are trafficked. And so we are driven to help these kids every way we can. The situation in Ukraine, it's an example of the human spirit, where hundreds of thousands of people poured into the square in Kiev, Maidan, and essentially toppled a very difficult government. And gosh, it's far from over. I mean, even though there is an interim government in place, there's stress along the eastern portions of Ukraine. and then especially in the Crimean Peninsula, which incidentally is where my wife and I have a home. So it's heavily Russian, populated with native Russians, and Russia would like to have Crimea as a part of their nation. So it's a very, very difficult situation. You may have seen that in the news where there have been demonstrations in the capital city of Simferopol of Crimea, and then also in Sevastopol, which is the home of the Russian Black Sea Fleet.
Mr. Tom, Heath Howard here. I have a two-part question for you here about your ministry. First of all, as you gather these children, what is the main message? Obviously, this is a ministry, so what is the main message you try to preach to these children? And second of all, how hard was it initially to jumpstart this ministry to its feet and put a message behind the face of this ministry?
Well, this has been my life's work since 1996. We've grown, we've gained steam simply because of longevity. You know, we've hung in there, we've continued to reach out to kids, run camps in the summer, run leadership development camps in Ukraine, humanitarian aid. And when we reach out to kids, we want them to see the possibilities for life. These kids do not have hope. They do not have dreams. Yes, it's a message of faith in God, but also these kids need skills. They have not seen healthy families. They have not seen relationships between men and women that are healthy. Mostly they're exploitive. At worst, they're abusive. They're programmed for failure. We try to reprogram. We try to help them have better information about life.
Well, what's it like when these kids get to Alabama for the first time? I can imagine it's a bit of a culture shock.
It is culture shock. Often the kids are hesitant to even hug, and they're tired from the trip. They're oftentimes withdrawn. Takes 2-3 days for them to come out of their shells, but boy, when they do, they're just incredible people to be around. Most of the people who are involved with us, I'd say the overwhelming majority, are blown away when they meet these kids. The kids have nothing. They're orphans. And they show us how much we need. We have everything, and these kids show us, gosh, unconditional love. They give everything of themselves to people. They want to belong. They want to be loved.
Well, Tom Benz, we appreciate you, sir, for joining us here on Capstone News Now. And we spoke to Dave Bundy, and he said that he hopes to get his wife and daughter, Nastia, back in Alabama within the next couple of weeks. Are you communicating with them at all and keeping up with that situation?
Absolutely. Dave and Lisa Bundy, along with other families who have continued the process of adoption through the social upheaval in Ukraine, these guys are contemporary heroes. And I'll tell you their secret. The secret is they believe these are their children, even though they haven't had court and been officially awarded these kids as their adopted children. They believe they are their children, and so they'll do whatever it takes to get those kids home.